Welcome to episode 1249 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about flexibility, stretching in the physical, the mental, the spiritual side, all of the above, because it's in that stretch, it's in the tension between what you are comfortable with, what you enjoy, and on that other side of, ooh, this hurts, ouch, that's pain, can I do that, the doubts, all that kind of stuff. That's where, somewhere in that middle ground, you get a better understanding, a better idea of what's your capacity, of what you can handle, what you maybe even thought was impossible at one point, and then it's become nothing. This is important for you in your practice as you build, as you scale, as you soar above different things, is to ensure that you are coming from a place of seeking that discomfort. And you've heard it maybe time and time again, but why not again? Because repetition is the mother of learning. When we go beyond what we think is possible, we just make it happen, right? We can just make that happen with a simple thought, with a simple decision. It doesn't take much courage in the sense of, like, I better get myself, you know, hyped up for this and this and that. Like, that might be the case in some areas, but focusing on that goal, that target, that bullseye of what is it that I want, that desired outcome, that thing that is going to help me get to the next level, right? It might be a weight loss goal. It might be a business building goal. It might be a relationship goal. Now, that might sound like a someday island thing, right? I'm going to look for these things on the outside to complete me. Well, those things on the outside are just the markers. They are just the benchmarks of what has happened internally. Your inner self. That's what we're talking about stretching. We're stretching your imagination, stretching your concept of who you are. Because if you can see it, you can be it. If you can see a new possibility, you can live into it. You can become that. And it doesn't mean that you're fraudulent. It doesn't mean you're faking until you make it. None of that stuff. What I see it as is you claiming your birthright, right? I talk about abundance being your birthright. We're born to live in it. Like, that's not by mistake. Those words are chosen and expressed that way for a specific reason, to help stretch you into this new possibility of life. So all that said and done, what do you see for yourself through this message? What can you hear? And what can you help your clients hear? So remember that you are born to live your life in abundance. You are the master of your future and control your freedom. And you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.